You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am joined today by the wonderful Emily Esplin. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing good.
Doing good.
I'm doing things.
Heck yeah, doing things. Love to hear it. And one such thing is releasing music.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Song came out today?
Yes, it's out.
Hell yeah.
It's out, and be scared of it.
And be scared of it, indeed. It is called Paranoia, and boy howdy, it's pretty great. It's pretty great.
Thanks.
It's powerful, it's emotional. I'm sure it'll resonate with a lot of listeners.
Hell yeah.
And so, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big deal. And it's your second single this year?
Yes!
Heck yeah. Second of how many?
Well, okay, so that's a good question. Second of two. So two for two. Because there is an EP in the future that
Hell
I will...
Hell yeah.
In the near future that I will talk more about in the future.
Exciting. Any idea how many tracks are on that EP? Or is that... Is that not yet locked in?
It's five.
Not ready to be. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Five.
So I had to count in my head for a second.
That's good. I like that. I feel like most EPs I see nowadays are just like three or four. Five's
yeah.
a real treat.
No, yeah, five. And then like, it's just like, it's such a good number, like, because there's like a song in the middle. You know what I'm saying? There's like two middle song and then two.
Yeah.
So you can really tell a story.
Yeah, it's a song sandwich.
Hell yeah. I love being sandwiched between songs.
Indeed. It's the best. You said on Instagram that the song has taken, quote, many forms.
Yes.
So how long were you working on this one in particular, and what were the other versions like?
Well, so like all of my songs begin, it was just a voice memo of just me and my old guitar. And it sort of stayed like that for a while, and I messed around with it. Like when I was playing like my acoustic solo sets. And then for a music production paper, we had to do like a folio, and I was like, shit, okay, I should probably like do something with this song. And so then I made it, and I was really into like weird like drum sampling.
Cool.
So it was very like lo-fi, kind of like weird, like cyber core, like it was cool. I'll have to leak it at some point.
I think you should. That sounds sick. There's nothing better than having a song that you really like and then realizing that there are so many different like versions or demos of it.
Yeah, no, like when I started working with a band, like it just completely breathed new life into the song. Like, because I would have definitely gone down the weird drum sampling route because that's what I did for Eat Me Alive. But I think Eat Me Alive just really stands really strong on its own, and I've always been really drawn to rock music, and I just wanted to just rock out. And
hell yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun to play live.
Yep, I bet. No, it was sick. And I was actually editing your Live to Air that you did. That was the first time I heard it, and I was like, damn, song goes crazy. Because that was just acoustic as well.
Yes.
So that's why, you know, when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, this is different. I think that's pretty cool. It's like... I guess when you perform live, like for example, when you're on your traveling with Logan Edwards and co, are you playing with a band then, or is it just you and a guitar?
So for the South Island shows, I'm with my rhythm section, Phaedra and Seth, and it's just so much fun because like I feel like. I don't know, even the live version is just so different to the studio version in a way, like with my band. But when I'm up north, I'll be solo. So it'll be a different version again.
Heck yeah. And when are you up north?
The date's 23rd in Wellington and then 24th in Auckland.
Gotcha.
Hell yeah.
Very good. That's pretty hype.
Big city boys.
Yeah, touring the entire country.
I'm going to see it all.
Every little city block, yes.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So Paranoia and Eat Me Alive, both released this year. They go kind of hand in hand in terms of, like, they're very vulnerable songs. And do you find it daunting releasing music that's so personal?
Yes and no. I think I've learned, like, over the past few months from talking to, like, my friends and other creatives that I really like being uncomfortable in my vulnerability and, like, sharing really uncomfortable things about myself and, like, little slices of my life, like, to an audience, because I just feel so, like, free.
Yeah.
And I think, but yeah, that's come from, like, a lot of, like, growth, because I didn't really want to share any of my work for, like, years properly. But yeah, recently I've just really been like, you just gotta get kind of like weird with it and just let people see these little parts of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like being uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't know what that says about me.
Well, I think, I don't know. It sounds like it's kind of just a healthy outlet, really.
Yeah. It's like a journal.
Yeah. And I'm sure it'll mean a lot to a lot of people that might be experiencing similar things in life to be like, oh, you know, like not going through certain things alone.
Mm,
I think
hell
that's
yeah.
really important. So yeah, thank you for that. That's great. Next, I'd love to ask, and you kind of hinted at this already about your voice memos and stuff, but what's the songwriting process like? Is it always the same? Do you always start with a voice note and then play around with certain samples, or how does it go?
That's a really good question. Like, I sometimes just, like, think of things at, like, and just write them down in my notes, in my writing notes, like, just to revisit later, because, I don't know, I'm inspired, like, all the time, like, and I get ideas everywhere I am. But usually, I mean, with Paranoia, like, I wrote it in one sitting. I wrote it in, like, I want to say half an hour, like 45 minutes before I had to go play a gig at the Inch Bar. And then I played Paranoia for the first time there, and it was really fun. Yeah, sometimes, like, songs just, like, just fall out of me. That was a weird choice of words, but, like, because I just, like, need to, like, get something off of my chest or out of my head, or sometimes I like mess with things for months and months and months. But yeah, I don't really have like one specific process. I like to, I don't want to like make myself feel like I have to have one,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
totally.
And also like songwriting is, and writing in general is just like a really cool practice that you do need to nurture, even if it's just like you're writing really bad stuff all the time.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, that makes sense. Yeah. And when you say that you're inspired all the time, does that mean you barely ever have like a writer's block?
I am in a writer's block currently.
No.
Yeah, but I'm trying really hard to like shift my mindset, because I am inspired all the time, but sometimes I just can't really seem to write anything that I feel is worthy. But like this is what I've learned from, because I studied English literature. I'm a writer. like, you just really have to just stick at your practice and just keep doing and keep writing. Because, like, I don't know. I think sometimes when you're the most frustrated, you come up with, like, some of the coolest things. And, yeah. You just got to keep writing.
True.
Yeah.
So you're an English major?
Hell yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw you in a couple tutorials last year, but
That's awesome.
I say a couple because I did not like that particular paper I was doing. I don't even remember what it was called.
Wait, what do you study / did?
Well, I graduated in December. I just work for OUSA now.
Oh,
but
hell
I
yeah.
I studied, I was doing a double major in film and media and in English.
Hell yeah,
yeah. And
classic.
Yeah. What was that freaking paper? It might have been the one where we had to read, yeah, I just don't remember anything.
Man, it was a blur.
It actually was. I feel kind of bad to the lecturer, because it was great, just wasn't for me. but yes, so what's been the highlight of your degree then? Do you think that it's kind of helped your songwriting as well?
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually, like, no shade to, like, the music department. I want that to be very clear. I did a lot of music papers. But for me personally, I'm so glad that I majored in English and something other than music, because, like, I wouldn't be writing the way that I do without it.
Mm.
And I just found it to be so valuable, and I like have been, I'm so lucky to have been exposed to such a wide variety of literature and writers, and it's just so cool. And I'm a nerd as well, so it's sort of like but yeah, no, I especially loved the Gothic literature paper. Did you do that one?
I didn't do that one, but that annoyed me because I kind of wish I did.
No, like that paper, like I always bring it up whenever someone asks me about my degree. I'm just like, that's
the top one.
That was it.
Did you do the poetry and songwriting one?
Yes, I loved that one too. And then I did the next one, Poetic Revolt. Love Jacob.
Sick. Oh, Jacob's great.
That guy's awesome.
If anyone listening is doing English, this will mean something to them.
No, literally, otherwise. Shout out Jacob, shout out Grace. Like, bro.
Yes, Grace.
She's that was, awesome.
Oh, I felt bad because I did not try very hard in that class. And then I feel like...
Oh, you did Victorian Lit?
That was it, yeah.
I did Victorian. I struggled with
Great Expectations and stuff.
Yes, I fell behind in that reading list so bad.
Oh, I only read, I think, 1.5 of the books.
I was like, it's too late. It's too late now. It's too late to catch up.
But you know what carried me was watching like video essays on the books.
For real. No, I like... Oh, do you remember the poem Goblin Market by Christina Rossetti?
Yes, that was like one of the first ones we looked at, right?
No, that's like one of my favorite poems of all time. Mm. Like, freaking love that poem.
Yeah, I felt like an idiot. I had to ask my flatmate about it because she was also taking the paper. I don't know if you know Hannah, but she was, I was like, explain this. And she did, and I was like, oh my God, whoa.
The puzzle pieces are coming together.
No, it was a good paper, just, you know.
It's just a lot.
It was a lot.
Mm.
It was a heck of a lot.
A whole heck of a lot.
And so how are you almost finished your degree this year?
I graduated in December, man.
You already did?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm with degree now.
What day did you graduate?
I think it was a Saturday, the 13th of December.
Yeah, I think that was the same day as me.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
What the heck?
Crazy, I think. I'm not certain. It was definitely in December, though.
It's just a blur.
So you're saying EP's in the works.
Yes.
Is that we're looking at this year?
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is exciting. I just expect the unexpected.
What could that mean?
Because I've given you Eat Me Alive, which is its own thing. I've now given my audience Paranoia, which is, in my opinion, very different to Eat Me Alive sonically.
Oh, yeah.
And just, I just want to show that I'm not a one-trick pony.
Heck no.
Yeah.
Yo, that'd be sick.
And it's okay if I am a one-trick pony, but at the same time, I just want to just create what I want.
That's right. Mm. I think that as long as it, I feel like if it means something to you and if you think it's really good, then other people are going to think that too, you know?
Mm.
It's good that you're not selling out or anything.
Hell yeah.
Stay true to yourself. So you've got the EP and tour, is that it for the What's on the Horizon?
Yeah, I'm also playing a gig with Minerva at the Crown 2 in August. Hey, Minerva.
What's up, Minerva?
Sup, Minerva. And then
I'm sure they're listening.
Yeah, they're in the airwaves.
Hell yeah.
And I wonder what else the future holds for me.
True. Music videos, is that your thing?
Hell yeah. I got something cooking with Paranoia, but something is cooking.
That's
a Google Doc is on is flame emojis right now.
There is a Google Doc in the cloud right now.
No, seriously, the people aren't ready. The people are not ready.
I bet. Heck yeah. Is there anything else in particular that you would like to get into?
I loved producing and mixing the song.
Oh, you mixed it all?
Yes.
On what?
Well, I work on Logic, and I am a crazy person, so I didn't want somebody else to mix it, because my workflow is so, like, I've blended production and mixing, like, together so much that it's just, like, the same process for me.
Far out. So do you, like, mix as you produce as well?
Unfortunately, like, yes.
Record guitar and then you like EQ it and then do the next. That's crazy.
Like, no, for real. I have to like make myself like not do that because it's just so like time consuming. I'm like, Emily, just just chill, just get everything done, and then you can mix. Yeah. It's just like, bro.
That's how it is sometimes. I kind of get that, though. I mean, not that I'm recording songs or anything. Every now and then, but not by myself. But the thing is, like, I get it, because you kind of do want the sound you want before you keep going.
Exactly.
I guess. It's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so were you mastering this yourself as well?
No, so I got Emily Whitcroft Snape to master this track, who is an incredible mix and mastering engineer based in Auckland or Ōtautahi, I think. I actually don't know.
Just not here,
but in Aotearoa regardless.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
How does that work when you send something off to get mastered? Do you just send them like the Logic file?
No, so with this particular engineer, she likes to have like a bounce of like a WAV file of the instrumental and like the isolated vocal tracks, all in one. So then, like, and she just like works her magic and.
Wow.
So I'm sorry if I'm revealing her secrets or something, but. I would love to learn how to master, but I just.
It's
not
like
yet.
A whole different thing.
No, seriously, I don't have the equipment for that.
Yeah. No, it's pretty crap. I just don't get it. I don't get how you can get a really good mix, but then how do you get everything to be at the volume it needs to be without peaking?
Exactly.
Because otherwise you got to like play your song at like a much higher volume to get it to compare to others. And
no, for real. It's like, man.
Yeah, it's impressive.
She's so good. She's so good.
So you would recommend?
Yes. And also it's just so cool that... like, we need more wahine, like, mix engineers, mastering engineers, recording engineers, and producers in Aotearoa. It's very male-dominated, and it's very important to, like, to uplift other wahine. And also, like, she's just so good at what she does as well. Like, so good.
Heck yeah. Awesome. Well, it sure does sound like it. Hell yeah. What else has she mixed or mastered?
I believe she mastered...
Jasmine Mary's latest
record.
Oh, heck
like their record, I believe. Yeah.
Jasmine Mary goes crazy.
I really need to check out their stuff, like, properly. Man, their social media presence is so cool.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Alrighty. Well, is there anything else that you want to get into? Or is... have we just about covered it?
I think we've just about covered it.
Heck yeah. No, that's awesome. Well, you're playing... What's your next gig? We should probably...
Christchurch tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Wait, yeah, it's Thursday. Christchurch tomorrow, and then Dunedin at Pearl Diver. Come to Pearl Diver, everybody. Get a ticket.
Come
to Pearl Diver on Saturday. Doors are at 9 p.m.
Sweet. Hell yeah, doors 9 p.m.
Do it.
Pearl Diver, that sounds like a good time. If you're not there, then you're missing out.
No, seriously, get there... at 9 p.m. to see all three acts, Emma, me, and Logan. It's going to be awesome.
That'll be on. Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much, Emily Esplin, for joining and chatting about your new song and your creative process and everything else.
Wow.
Heck yeah. All right. It is 10:51 a.m. We're about to hear Paranoia by Emily Esplin right now. So keep it locked.
It has me by the throat. I'm sick of paranoia. Maybe I should go home. I'm not feeling any better. Do you think I've got it? Do you think I'm appealing? Does it matter? I just don't.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.